This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Nun. And we're holding on Memtes Amid Beis. We did pull up a little bit short, but anyone that has looked at Daf Nun, you'll see it's a little bit of a shorter Amid. Yes, in depth, in difficulty, these are extremely difficult Gemaras. But let's try to do what we do and at least get Pashit Pshat. So we're in the middle of Memtes Amid Beis, and after the Mishnah, which began and threw us into the sugya of Aina, of overcharging. In the Mishnah, we learned that what is the percentage of overcharging in which there is a problem? It is a shtos. It is a six. The Mishnah, there was a tzad that Rav Tarfon learned it was a third, but due to the longer amount of time to back out, the Tagri Lut says, don't do us any favor, Rav Tarfon. We'll stick with the Chachamim of a shtos, and that's what really we're going to go with. Is always going to be the shtos. Now, the question is, how do we calculate that shtos? So first of all, let's just go back to a quick moment, Rashi on the Mishnah. The second Rashi points out that once there's a na shtos lemeka, chayiv lehishiv loy, kol an asai arba kesef, you have to return all the money. You have to return all the money. We began the Gemara, and the Gemara we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, we have something called Ashtos Mekach. And Shmuel said, we have something called Ashtos Ma'is. And really the question is, what exactly is that Machlaikas? That according to Rav, it goes by the Mekach. It means the amount that the person paid above the true value. That's when we calculate the Ashtos, the six. According to Shmuel, when we talk about the shtos, it means the shtos ma'is. It means either the value of the item or the amount of money paid. So therefore, and as the Gemara said, that Shmuel really is going to hold, you need a shtos, b'shtei stadim. So Tanan, and again, with more cases, we'll get more clarity. Tanan, we're about 15 lines from the bottom. The first one line is Tanan. What did our Mishnah say? Aina is 4 out of 24. Kesef litzela. A kesef litzela, which is a shtos lemekach. So says the Gemara, my love, what is this case of 4 of 24? Dizavin shavi esrim be esrim varba. You sold something that was worth 20. For 24, and therefore, you paid 4 more of the value, which is 4 out of 20 is a fifth of the value of the item, but 4 out of 24 is 6, a sixth of the item of the value paid. So again, right here we see very clearly, again, the item's worth 20, you charge 24. So that extra 4 that was paid, either we say it's a fifth of the value of the item, of the mekach, and therefore, of course, it's real aina. Or we say, no, it's a sixth of the total value, 4 out of 24. Therefore, it's within the sixth limit, and there's no aina. So says the Gemara, Shema min ashtos ma'is na min shaninu. So what do we see? We see that we go with Shmuel, because we see that you're allowed to calculate the shtos ma'is. Why? Because this is a case of aina, but only in this case, it sounds like. According to Rav, this is a fifth. So why would the Mishnah give such a case? Sounds like the fact that the Mishnah gave a case that the shtos, the six, which is yes aina, excuse me, I said it slightly off, which is yes aina, sounds like it's dafka on the case where it's a shtos of the mice. 4 of the 24 paid. Says Gemara, Loi Dizavin Esrim Arbaot for 24, but Esrim had sold for 20. So now it's the reverse. So again, you paid 4 less, but now it's a fifth of the. It's a sixth of the money paid of the Mois, and it's a fifth of the Mekach. Everything just flipped. So Min Misane Moicher, which means that the Moicher, the seller, is the one that was over, that was underpaid.
Nachman,
So the Mishnah clearly can't be talking about the Meicher, because Rav Nachman taught us that the Meicher goes back out, and the Mishnah gave us a time period in which the Meicher could back out. So says the Gemara, you're right, Elazavin Shavim Esrim Arbav Esrim Vitamna. Okay, so the case is you sold something 24 for 28. And again, so over here, it's 4 of 28. You overpaid by 4, which is a sixth of the value. So again, says the Gemara, that we don't necessarily have a riot to Shmuel, because it's a way to paint the case of the Mishnah that fits with Rav. Tanan, and we try again to bring a riot to Shmuel, 8 lines to the bottom. The first one line is Utanya. It's 8 out of 24. So again, says the Gemara, the exact same Gemara. My love, the Zavin Shavi Shitzri, Besim Arba. You sold something 16 for 24, Shmani Shlish Lamais, Nami Shaninu, like Shmuel. Like the Zavin Shavi Nasim Arba, but Shitzar. So like 24 for 16. Says more, what do you mean? Mean a son, it's a Meicher. Ema Seif, Arma Lem Kol Yomotulach, Zavam Rav Nachman Lo Shanu, Alo Keach. Ava Meicher Lelem Chayzer, the exact same Chak of Atariya. So it can't be the Meicher was underpaid, Al Zavin Shavin Lechav Dalid, Bitzlas Vitarti. Says, "Are you right? You paid 24 for 32. So again, no raya to Shmuel. So we tried two rayas to Shmuel, and both of them, the Gemara deflects that from the Mishnah itself, we do not have a raya. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavazi to Shmuel, I'll bring you a raya, says a raya to Shmuel. Two lines on the bottom. Misha hu tal yad al yayna. The one who has upper hand, Ketzad, says the raya. Machlo shavar hey bivav. He's still saying 5 or 6. Minisane. Loikeach, he paid too much. Loikeach al yayna. Ratzimer, you can say, tell me moise, give me my money, or tell me masha anisani, or give me that which I was overcharged. Machar loi, but on the flip side, cases we turn over to today's daf of daf no namad alif. Shavashesh bechamesh. If the case flips and he sold something 6 for 5, meaning the buyer paid less of the value of the item, the seller is defrauded. Shavashesh bechamesh minisan emoicher yad moichel ayoyno. Rats arm la tell ni mechio, tell ni mashani sani. So says the Gemara. Two different cases that we see in our Braisa. So ask the Gemara, excuse me, and that's going to be the Raya to Shmuel. As we see clearly in this Braisa, so let's go to the first case, that even when the six is of the mois, like Shmuel said, then there is aina. So clearly, this is a clear raya to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, okay, meaning we have a raya to Shmuel, and the Gemara leaves it. You know, sometimes we ask kashas over here, the Gemara leaves it. So now says the Gemara, ibayilahu. We have a kasha that's now going to begin a quite famous sugya in Shas. Famous not for its ease, but for the exact opposite, its difficulty. And this is going to take us for really the duration of the daf. We'll see how far we go. I don't know if we'll make it all the way to Amud Beis on the bottom, but let's see how far we go. Says the Gemara, if the overcharging is less than a sixth l'rabbanan, la'al dravi mechila, okleshir letagul lekrayvay. What's the halacha? Is the mechila right away, or only after the time that he showed it to the relative or a merchant? Vim tim zalayman, if you're going to tell me v'chleshir letagur lekrayvai, then ma'ika bin shtos labachz mishtos. Then what's the difference between a shtos and less than a shtos? Meaning, the Mishnah said that at the shtos, that's when there is ayna. So ask the Gemara, if it's less than a six, in the case that it's less than a six, according to the Rabbanan, in which there's no ayna, so at what point is it considered that it's a mechila? Again, if you paid me more than the value, but not too much more, so clearly you are Michael. At what point are you Michael? Is it right away, or is it the amount of time to show it to someone else? And if you're going to tell me that it's the amount of time to show it to someone else, Ma'ika bein shtos, lipachas mishtos. So says the Gemara, no, ika. There is a difference between a six and less than a six. Dilushtos, yadala yayna. If there's a real yayna at six, then yadala yayna, the one that was overcharged or undercharged, the one that got messed over, has the upper hand. If he wants, he could back out. Or if he wants, he could keep the sale. Umachzir, I know. Whereas, vilupachs meishtos, kaina umachzir, I know. If it's less than a six, the halacha is, there's a kinyan, and you just return the I know. So, my, what is the halacha? So, what we're seeing is that less than a six, in which yesterday in the Mishnah we learned there's no I know. We're now learning, what does it mean that there's no I know? It means that there is a mechila after a certain amount of time. But before that amount of time, he is able to claim back at least the money that he overcharged. So says the Gemara, Tashema, let's bring a raya. Six lines to the bottom. Chazu l'divrei chachamim, they came back to the chacham in the Mishnah, meaning the Tagri Lod decided that which Rav Tarfon gained was nothing because they had too long to back out. Savrua, so they thought, Pachas Mishlis, Rav Tarfon, Pachas Mishlis, Rabban. So they thought that the Mishnah is parallel, that anything that's less than a six, according to the Chachamim, is less than a third, according to Rav Tarfon Dami. So, meaning the two halves of the Mishnah are equal, therefore, Mishamachi Chazu. Makes a lot of sense. If you're going to tell me that if the overcharging wasn't a full six, it was less than that. And Halacha, when it's less than that, is La alter, right away there is a mechila. And then how will that computer of Tarfin, as we turn over to Nana Bezer of Tarfin, Namila al Tarfin mechila? And the world of Rav Tarfin, we're going to say the same thing, that if the overcharging, undercharging, if the oina is less than the requisite amount, right away it's a mechila. Amai chazru b'der Rav Tarfin. Why do they go back on the words of Rav Tarfon and go with the Chachamim? Nichalu tvei. Actually, my chazru, but Rav Tarfon nichalu tvei. They should be happier with Rav Tarfon. Why? Demai derabonon kol mashilu aina. Because that which derabonon considered an aina is l'Rav Tarfon have mechila. According to Rav Tarfon, is a mechila right away. And therefore, the Tagri Lod should be happy, because in the medium amount, it's true. Once it's more than a third, then it's true. Then the buyer has a long time to back out. But says the Gemara, but all that medium level between the sixth and the third, the merchants should have been happy. Why? Because immediately it's considered mechila by the buyer in that whole amount, and therefore the buyer has no time at all. So you could overcharge them up until a third, and miyad, the buyer wins, the seller wins, the tagrim, that the buyer can't say anything. Responds the Gemara. So therefore the Gemara wants to use this as a proof that it can't be that whenever the overcharging, the aina, is less than the requisite amount, that miyad is the mechila. Says the Gemara four lines down, Misavris Bachs Mishlos Rav Tarfin, Kebachs Mishtos Lerabanan. Why are you thinking that the whole Mishnah is equal, dummy? Like, Mishtos Vaid Shlish, from a sixth to a third Lerav Tarfin, is Kishtos Atzma Lerabanan, dummy. Is like the Shtos itself, which is what? Kaina Umachzeraina. So we're coming out that less than a six, that's the Chachamim's parameter. At a six, that's when they hold that there is aina. More than a six, the whole thing is batal. Rav Tarfon said more than a third. Between a six and a third, Rav Tarfon is going to hold like the Chachamim six, which is going to be kaino machzer aina. Look at Rashi at the last white line. Mishtos vashtos Rav Tarfon have aina kishtos atzma. L'rabanan ve'ino yichalik al Chacham el debitul mekach. Rav Tarfon isn't arguing mamish, just moving the line entirely. No, he's arguing at what point the sale is void. Did who? Mashilu ayna v'yadal yayna v'alim d'rabanan shneim chayzrin. Ask the Gemara, yach, if this is true. But my sabchamei kara, what were the tagrim? The merchants even initially happy. Tivsha debatil mekach l'rabanan la'ilam chayzer. Fruit. So let's bring a raya from the fact that they were originally happy before they knew that they gave them longer to back out. Let's bring a raya from the fact that they were originally happy that according to the Rabbanan, when one could be mivatel the mekach, he can be chayzer forever. The kivon d'amar lehu Rav Tarfin avi I know. Because when Rav Tarfin said that from it is Aina, what's Aina? Now we're talking about the middle level, from the sixth to the third, which is a crazy amount of cases. That in all of those cases, Rav Tarfin held, there is Aina. So therefore, and the Chachamim held, and the merchants assumed that there's a short amount of time that they'll be able to back out. Therefore, Samchu. Then chazu. So now says the Gemara proof from here. These are the tachta bittel mekach l'rabbanan. But they share the tagger l'kraivai. If you're going to tell me the bittel mekach is the amount of time to show it to the tagger l'karayv, but my samchu. So what were they happy about? Because again, they have a long time. The buyer has a long time to show it to someone and potentially back out. So why were the tagrim even originally happy? Says the Gemara, samchu b'shtos atzma. So you know what they were happy with originally? The Tagrim were happy with the six itself. Til Rav Tarfin Mechila. Ul Rabbanan Aina. So the Gemara changes. The Gemara says that once you hit a Stos, Rav Tarfin holds its Mechila, and the Rabbanan holds its Aina. Kaina Umachzer Aina. And the Rabbanan holds at the six itself. You have a right to demand back your money or cancel the sale. So says the Gemara, that's part A, trying to figure out at what point you could back out. So Ibai Lahu asks the Gemara about 15 lines down. The first line is Mechila. Ibai Lahu. Bitol mekach l'rabbanan lo'ilam chayzer al-dilma b'chnei shir l'tagor l'kraivai. We're going deeper into the shayla that we're in the middle of discussing. And of course, as everyone's realizing, the complication over here is the lack of clarity, which often is the case in the Mishnah. Chachamim said a shtos, and Rav Tarfin said a third, but we don't know at what point and at what time. So there's two variables that keep on sliding over here. So says the Gemara, Bitol mekach l'rabbanan is lo'aylam chayzer, or is it only the amount of time to show to the tagar oil krayvai? That's when you can be chayzer. So on this shaila itself says the Gemara, "My, what's the halacha?" Meaning, in the intim salaimar, we said that what? That ma'ika bein shtos liyaser al shtos, and the difference is that out of six, the one that was overcharged could back out, and more than a six, anyone could back out. Now the Gemara is saying. So Tashima Chazal Devi Chachamim. The merchants went back to the Chachamim. So I am Rabbi Shlomo Bittel Mekach. The Rabbanan Bechleishir LeTagor LeKrayvai. That when is it bottle? The amount of time to show it. Ulav Tarfin Kolayim Shemachi Chazuk. Because then that was too long, so the merchants didn't like it. Ali Amr Bittel Mekach. The Rabbanan Loilam Chayzer. So my Chazuk with the Rav Tarfin Nicha LeUtvedish. We have you with the Rav Tarfin. The Kamash Loina Kolayim Besuloi Bottle Mekach. Says the Gemara, Vesulai, the Kamash Luai Nokalayim, there was another whole day, Vesulai, says the Gemara, no, Batal Mekach Lai Shriach. So again, the reason why the merchants weren't happy, because this case of Bittal Mekach, this middle level, the extreme level, is not so common, so wasn't enough to warrant the merchants to be happy with such an arrangement. And we conclude today's share with Amar Rava. Let's lay down the law in some cases. Helchasa. Pachais mishtos. Nikne mekach. Yeser al shtos. Batal mekach. Shtos. Kaina umachzer aina. And what's the time? Bezev izevich lechir letagar oi lekroivoi. Tanya kavasei derava. So now we have a raya. Aina pachais mishtos. Nikne mekach. Yeser al shtos, bittel mekach, shtos, kaino machzer, anoy divir am nosin, Rav Yehuda Anasi Omer Yad Meicher Ala Yoina Ratz Armela Tenli Mechay or Tenli Mashen Yisani Vizazdev Lechir Letagor Lekroivai. So Rav Yehuda Anasi argues, but we have a riot to Rava that, and this is what we'll conclude with, that Palchos Mishtos, there is a Kenyan more than a Shtos, the whole thing is void. At the shtos, that's going to be the level that there will be a kinyan, but you have to return the overcharging, and the amount of time is to show it to the tagar or to a relative.